Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a quick ride through week three of the college football schedule. And again, if your team's not in the fallout, don't blame me. Blame your athletic director. Blame your team. Number one Alabama, they're always going to be in the fallout. Why? Because they're number one Alabama, and they're number one Alabama like all the time. And yesterday, they traveled to Ole Miss, and they were behind 7-0 before they even blinked. People were thinking, uh-oh, it's going to be trouble, right? Wrong. Here's just some of the carnage from Eli Gold and Learfield Sports.
10-10 to go, opening quarter. Here's Tua, claps his hands. He'll do it again. Damian Harris to his left, stands in, picks up a blitzer. Tua throws long, has Judy behind the defense. Jerry's in stride. 15, 10, 5. Thank you very much. Touchdown, 79 yards. Tua Tagovailoa to Jerry Judy. Aloha and mahalo.
Man, Eli Gold is awesome. Tua, 191 yards, two touchdowns. Judy had two scoring passes that he caught. Alabama gave up a touchdown that first play and then scored 62 in a 62-7 whooping. Tide's offense, 516 total yards. And it was good because they got two out of the game in the second quarter, so able to not have to risk injury with him. So Alabama cruises at Ole Miss. Clemson, the number two team in the country, taking on Georgia Southern. It's one of those bake sale games. And Georgia Southern really wasn't up to snuff. Clemson rolls 38-7. Now, Dabo Swinney says his team much better than they played in the first two games.
But at the end of the day, I thought we got better today in a lot of areas, a lot of good things, a lot of things that we needed to improve in. I thought defensively, we talked about playing four quarters. We did that, and something we didn't do last week. And I love in the details. I thought we played a really, really clean game defensively, dominant.
Georgia Southern came into the game fourth in the country, averaging 326 rushing yards a game. Well, they managed just 20 and one first down in the first two quarters. Absolutely abysmal. Clemson outgains them 595-140, a total blowout. Tigers defense, 5 sacks. Great stuff in a 38-7 win. Georgia has one of those games, too. Brings in Middle Tennessee State. They get a big paycheck, and Georgia rocks and rolls. Here's Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Mecole Hardman, the deep man for Georgia, to take Bonnetty's kick, and here it comes. Floating spiral, spinning down to the 30. Hardman makes the catch straight ahead, 35-40. Rips away from a tackler, 50. Into open field, 40. One man to beat. He cuts behind him, 20. He's going to go. 5. Touchdown. Mecole Hardman just took it to the end zone on the punt return for the Dogs.
Georgia ends up winning 49-7, total blowout. Jake Fromm, 3 touchdown passes. Elijah Holyfield for 100 yards. He only played in the first half, as Fromm did too. Georgia tallies nearly 500 yards of total offense. Awesome stuff. Rush for over 250 yards in every one of their games this year. Ohio State, number 4 in the country, taking on TCU, and they were actually trailing at halftime. And Paul Keels, one of my favorites from the Ohio State IMG Sports Network, had this call for you.
Pistol set with Haskins. Now Dobbins shifts to his left. Snap to Haskins. Haskins keeps it himself. Running into the end zone. Dwayne Haskins gets the touchdown for Ohio State. Faked the handoff inside and ran it himself on a 5-yard score.
Haskins has been nothing short of spectacular in the absence of Urban Meyer. By the way, Nick Bosa in the locker room with an apparent groin injury. The Buckeyes come out and score 3 touchdowns in a 4-minute span in the third quarter. One of those a defensive score. Haskins passes his first big road test, 24-38, 344, 2 touchdowns, and afterwards he said, hey, we found a way to get the win.
You got punched in the mouth. It's a fight. You don't get punched, so I got to be able to rebound. And, you know, we did that second half. And we looked at each other, like Draymond said in the eyes, said, look, we're done by 1 point. Game's not over yet. Got a lot of ball to play, and we rebounded.
Well, young man, you were ridiculous last night. Great, great job on your part with a little adversity there. Nice win for Ohio State. Number 5, Oklahoma at Iowa State. Remember, Iowa State beat them last year at Norman. Let's see what Toby Rowland's got for us from the Learfield Sports Radio Network.
Marcelli is Sutton at running back. Kyler's going to play action, back to pass. Takes a shot deep, looking for Brown behind the defense. He's got him! 15, 10, 5! Hooray for Hollywood! Into the end zone, it's a 75-yard bomb from Kyler Murray to Marquise Brown.
Kyler Murray, 348, three touchdowns. Brown, 191 yards receiving in the TD. And the Sooners extended the nation's longest road winning streak to 17 games, and they avenged last year's loss to Iowa State. Oklahoma looking good. Kyler Murray, the Oakland A's are going to have to wait. He looks fantastic. Wisconsin, number six in the country, taking on BYU. Wait a minute. I have Wisconsin in my first four in college football last week. They can't lose, right? They did. Upset 24-21 by BYU. And after the game, Paul Chryst says his team is going to take responsibility.
We win as a team, and everyone can own their part equally in a loss. And so we've all got to take a look at the things that we can control and how can we get better, and we've got to take those steps to get better.
Squally Canada. Yes, Squally Canada. 118 yards, two touchdowns. BYU hands Wisconsin its first non-conference home loss in 15 seasons. BYU's last victory over a top 10 team was in 2009, a 14-13 win over Oklahoma. Congratulations to BYU. You're the headline. You won the game. Wisconsin, thanks for letting me down in the false faith that I had in you. Number seven, Auburn, taking on LSU. And I told you earlier on in the show, I wouldn't have the guts to hire Ed Orgeron. Maybe I'd be wrong then. Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Radio Network.
42-yard field goal attempt for it all here in the fourth quarter with 2 seconds remaining. Tigers trailing Auburn 21-19. Here's the snap. Placement is down. Kick is up. Line drive. Kick. And it's good! Tigers win! Tigers win! 22-21 on the road at Jordan-Hare.
And Ed Orgeron said, great victory for his team.
Very proud of my team. Hard-fought battle. Great job by coaching staff. Total team victory. We talked about poise going into this game. We knew it was going to be tough. We talked about exploding at 2:39 Central Standard Time, not before. It was an emotional game for our players and our coaches. And we knew that it was going to take all we had. And it did.
Is that Dikembe Mutombo or the Cookie Monster? Congratulations, Coach. That's a big win. And Joe Burrow, by the way, all the talks about Jared Stidham. Again, Stidham, 16 of 28, 198 yards, a touchdown, two costly interceptions. And Joe Burrow, 15 of 34, 249. Good job. LSU with a big win there. Notre Dame versus Vanderbilt. And boy, did this get scary. Here's Paul Burmeister on the Notre Dame Radio Network.
Ian Book steps under center, first and goal from the Vandy 2-yard line. Play action, rolls out to his right, throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Notre Dame! Nick Wisher with the six.
And Notre Dame goes on to a victory 22-17. And they're finally going to play on the road. They'll play at Wake Forest. Games against Stanford at home and at Virginia Tech follow. Things about to get a little tougher for Notre Dame. Number nine, Stanford versus UC Davis. They come away with a 30-10 victory. And wide receiver J.J. Arcega-Whiteside says they're looking forward to the challenge of getting into Pac-12 play next week.
It's going to be exciting. You know, we haven't played away yet, but, you know, looking at our past, the away games, we've been winning away games too. So it's going to be fun up in Austin. I know they've been playing real good ball, and I know the crowd comes out there, and they're loud and they're rowdy, but it should be fun.
Thanks to the Pac-12 Network for that. After a season-opening win over San Diego State and Southern Cal, the Aggies, the Cardinals now head out on the road for games against Oregon and Notre Dame before returning home to face Utah in the next 3 weeks. Things getting tougher for Stanford there. And finally today, Washington at Utah. Okay, could be a tough game, right? Here's Washington IMG Sports Network's Tony Castricone.
Two tight ends in the ballgame. Browning under center, takes a snap. Plunges forward. Jake Browning into the end zone. Touchdown, Washington. Jake Browning, the 13th rushing touchdown of his career on a quarterback sneak. From a yard out, the Huskies reclaim the lead.
Washington having a chance to rebound from that loss to Auburn. Now they find themselves the 21-7 victory there. Before Saturday, Washington forced just one turnover all year, and it came against North Dakota. Saturday, it forced three, and it helped them out in a big way. If your team didn't make the fallout today, come on. You need to schedule better or just play better. We'll have more for you next Sunday right here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Once again, the fantastic work of Anthony Pierano putting together the fallout. An absolutely titanic job every single Sunday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.